Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head girls wrestling coach Andy Newell and head boys wrestling coach Chad Beeman. The Humboldt girls wrestling team competed in the inaugural 2023 Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union State Tournament for Girls Wrestling on Thursday at Extreme Arena in Coralville. The Wildcats had four girls advance to the state tournament, with each of the wrestlers having their season come to a close by the end of Thursday night. I caught up with Coach Newell after the state tournament to get his thoughts on the historic day for girls wrestling and the girls' performance.
One of those special days that I'm going to remember forever, and I hope the girls do too. I hope they don't remember the negative side of this. The positive side is that they were here, they were a part of something special, something bigger than themselves.
Sophia Harris, talk about her being able, that resiliency to get as far as she did here and almost get to Friday morning.
You know, we talked about it. Her and I walked back over here after the break, and I was like, hey, you know, the biggest thing is you got to focus on what's in front of you. We can't worry about what happened or how things didn't go our way with that Goodell match. We just got to move forward. And so she had that good focus going into that match against Rice from Waco. And I tell you what, she did a great job all day today. I'm excited to see what she can do next year. She's going to go run track this spring and then come in and do some lifting and get strong and get herself ready to go next year.
Well, Coach Haley Beers suffering a medical issue in her second round match. Tough end for her to have a tough break like that. She's had such a successful career at Humboldt.
Right. You never want to see a senior go out like that. That's to me the worst part of the whole situation. But it's one of those unavoidable situations. That's the nature of the sport that we're a part of, and we're happy to be a part of it. But you know, Bailey, 4 years, she committed to the program. She did a great job. She bought in. She knew where our goals were. She came up short of her goals this year, but I can't fault her. She did amazing things all year and all of her career for us. She's got over 50 wins. She's our career wins leader right now. I think there's some other categories that she probably leads in as well, but it's pretty awesome. So sad to see her go, and I hate to see her go out like she did.
You weren't able to make it to the second day, but would you do anything differently going back in to this day? Or
I don't think so. I think we did what we could with what we had. The biggest thing is now that we've experienced what the state tournament is going to look like for the future, we have a better idea. I think we need to probably get out of our area a little more next season, get out and do some competition on this east side of the state, down south maybe, get some more competition down in those other areas. And I think what that's going to do is it gets us a little more head-to-head competition or common opponent stuff throughout the course of the season, and then it affects seeding come to the end of the year. And I'm just super excited to see where we can go with this thing next year. The girls this year, they did a great job buying in. I feel like overall the year was a pretty good success.
A year, at least for Humboldt, is wrapped up. Yep. The first ever sanctioned season by the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. Just your thoughts on, you know, the past year and the historic year it was for girls wrestling in the state of Iowa.
Yeah, it was a whirlwind year, you know, not knowing. You know, a year ago we had just found out that we were sanctioned and not knowing what that would look like, and then there was a lot of question marks coming in, and it's a big undertaking for the union to do, and they did a great job with it this year. You know, I think there's changes coming. I can't say what those are going to be or what it's going to look like, but I'm excited to see where this thing goes. The girls' union has great leadership in place and wrestling-minded people, so I'm excited to see where we can go with this thing. And you know, if whether it's two classes or however they split this thing up, they got to do something with the size of the classes, I think. So,
Coach, final thoughts on today and the first season?
I'm just, you know, I'm thankful for the fans that we had travel down here. I'm thankful for the fans that traveled with us all year long. I'm thankful for the administration, really happy. They've done what they could for us. They've given us every opportunity to be right there in it, and I'm excited to see where we can go.
And then what excites you the most about now, year two? I know you just have, you know, year one just ended, but do you have any thoughts about year two?
I'm just excited to keep building. We've got some good young girls coming up. Sad to see this senior class go, but we've got some good young girls that hopefully are ready to step in and make an impact next year.
Appreciate it, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head girls wrestling coach Andy Newell. Our next guest is Humboldt head boys wrestling coach Chad Beeman. The Wildcats hosted the Class 2A Regional Duels on Tuesday, with Humboldt knocking off Ballard to reach the state duel tournament in Coralville on Saturday. I caught up with Beeman after regionals on Tuesday to discuss the Wildcats' victory and the upcoming state duels today.
That's where they have all their firepower, right there at the top of the lineup. So from a starting standpoint, that was probably the perfect spot for them. They've got some hammers up there, and but our guys went out and competed with them. So super proud of the kids' effort. Outstanding year so far for these guys. Just very, very proud of our team and seniors.
And what was the decision there to send out Lowhouse? First time wrestling this season, and
so
he's in a regional final.
That was kind of something we thought about a couple weeks ago. We call it Operation Joe Fitch. So that was one of Joe Fitch's old tricks from probably 30, 40 years ago. So especially when we were going to have really big heavyweights, we thought if it didn't interfere with basketball in any way, and that it worked out, that we could use him. He wrestled last year. He's the only big guy we have in the school right now. And so, we talked about it, and I talked to Tate in a little bit, and he said, yeah, heck yeah, I want to. He's a very talented kid. I mean, you have an athlete like that that can be used, basketball or wrestling. Yeah, absolutely. We'll take advantage of that.
And on top of it, to avoid a pin, to help you guys out.
Against a returning place winner, the kid's ranked, I believe, in the top five right now. So against a very tough opponent, and it's kind of impressive, but that shows his athleticism.
And then once you flipped it over to the lighter weights, kind of took control there of the match.
So then that's where our strength in our lineup really picks up. And so, like, when guys like Kyler go out and get a fast fall like that and don't mess around, it kind of ignites a fire under everybody else. And, it kind of just – momentum really kind of – swayed our way, and the kids responded and wrestled really well.
And then Jace Goodell, I believe it was just over 30 seconds. He was fired. He got that whole team fired up.
Yeah, that was a match that could have been a decision match, but we talked about right before he went out. Hey, nice clean takedown and tight turn. And all of about 20 seconds, and we were getting back points. So outstanding.
And then Gargano able to clinch it for you guys there.
That kid, he wrestled there. He's wrestled him twice now this year. Super tough kid, but I don't think anybody on our team has wrestled longer than Ty has this year. He's had so many just super tough opponents that he's wrestled the full 6 minutes, and he's just a grinder. So we're proud of him. He's doing a tremendous job, big part of this team.
And then, Coach, to get the win here in front of this crowd, the atmosphere tonight, I know you only had two times to wrestle here before during the season, but to get to do the second spotlight of the year in that type of match, just talk about the emotions of that.
Oh, that's awesome. They love wrestling in that environment. And, where we only had one other opportunity this year, to get that opportunity just one more time. We talked to the kids about that, 3 weeks ago. We've got to take advantage of every single opportunity we're given, because nothing's guaranteed tomorrow. And so this was another opportunity they had, and they got to enjoy it.
And Coach, thoughts going into Coralville? Obviously, it's a little early, but just initial thoughts here.
Yep. Top three teams are really, really solid. And after that, it's wide open. And so, we want to go down there, give ourselves an opportunity to compete and get after it. I would expect nothing different than how these kids have been wrestling, the last 3-4 weeks.
And Coach, want to ask you about getting Coach of the Year, Central District, Class 2A. What does it mean to be recognized as a Coach of Central District of the Year?
It's a nice honor to be selected by my peers, but really what that award is all about is it represents our whole program. So, if we were 2-16 this year, I wouldn't be getting that award, and I could be coaching just as hard. So, this goes down to our club coaches, our assistants, our kids. So it's really a program award when we receive something like that.
Well, Coach, appreciate it, and again, congrats, and best of luck here come Saturday.
Thank you, appreciate it.
That was Humboldt Boys Wrestling Coach Chad Beeman. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.